Good morning. I want to welcome you all here today. Glad you guys could all sail on in here with this wind that's going on, but we're kind of used to it by now, I'm sure. We're going to start off with a few announcements. If you want to look to your bulletin on the announcements section, graduation Sunday is May 4th. Get any information to April on your college graduates by April 30th for that bulletin insert. And then you can also see all the high school graduates we'll be recognizing as we do that next week. And also there's a carry-in dinner too. So make note of that as you guys come in and prepare for next Sunday. No ladies night out for the month of May. The short-term missions funding is due by May 4th. The sheets are out in the foyer. If you are going on a short-term missions trip and you would like funding for that, get that filled out and to the missions committee no later than May 4th. And then our VBS Wonder Junction is May 28th through the 30th, or the 31st. And we need some help. We need help in the kitchen. We need help in the nursery, and we need help in the games. So if you guys have anything that you are capable to do in any of those, we need somebody to lead those up. If you could do that, that would be great. Because the kids need snacks, the kids need to run around, and we definitely have people in the church that want to help, but they have little kids and they need nursery too. So do that. Also, you can register there. So if you have your phone on you and you want to do it really, really fast, you could do it now so you don't forget. So that way we can know you're coming. But there's the QR code there in the bulletin that you can scan. And there's also a sheet on the bulletin board out there as well that you can scan on your way out to register so we know that you're coming. So are there any other announcements today? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Psalm 119, 33 through 37. And it says, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandment, for I delight in it. Incline my ear to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eye from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways."
Good morning. If you'd join in singing as we stand together, hymn number 470, First Footsteps of Jesus, 470.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come unto me. And we see where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Though they lead o'er the cold dark mountain seeking his sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. If they lead through the temple holy preaching his word, or in homes of the poor serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Then at last when on high he sees us our journey done, we will rest past where the steps of Jesus end at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go.
Greet one another this morning if you would.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you've chosen to worship with us on this bright and windy spring day. Glad, as I was telling Pastor Abe, sometimes the Sunday after Easter is known as Low Sunday, and that is the start of the church calendar, but also sometimes from the individuals that came on last week with Easter. Not everyone shows back up, but it's good to see everyone here today. A couple of items that for prayer, this is our prayer time, and our bring our praises and requests, but a couple of updates. This past week, Faye and Tom had us praying for Faye's nephew, Adam. He had fallen and broken his leg. The surgery went well, but trying to get him up did not. So he is still in the hospital out in the Rapid City area. This past week, able to go see Rich and Christy Strasburg. Rich has been moved to the rehabilitation hospital, which is an encouraging sign. He goes through therapy three times a day. The biggest thing is to work with getting the mobility and strength of his tongue back, because communication is very difficult. But they did switch him out to a different type of feeding tube, so he doesn't have the tube down his throat. So he's able to start communicating, but I know they would appreciate prayer. Also, Lori Freemark had a retina reattached this week. This next week is going to be a challenge. She has to spend about 45 minutes out of the hour with her face down, resting on pillows, and then 15 minutes of walking around. So if you know the activity around the house, that's a little difficult for her to just sit for that long, but that is for this week. They'll go back next Tuesday to have that rechecked. So be praying for Lori. And some encouraging news with Ed Morgan, that he has started therapy, which is a step to being able to go back home. So we'll be praying for Ed's continued healing, especially they made a trip to Pier for his foot, and things are looking better. So that's encouraging there. Any other prayer requests or praises for this morning? So your dad had a bone infection, and so skin graft. So we're glad the surgery went well, and for Joel is so Tom, dad, and Joel, brother, both had surgeries and both doing better, and that is encouraging. Timber.
Pray for Chuck and Andrew. They lost their 12-year-old son.
Chuck and whom?
Anjar.
And that is very difficult. So we will be praying for them and Chuck and Anjar. And their last name?
Voorhees,
okay. They lost their 12-year-old son, so we will be praying for them. Okay. Sometimes it is difficult in medicine. It's called a practice, and sometimes it's hard to be the one being experimented on. Great-grandson's Fox? Okay, we'll be praying for him with the anxiety. And that goes back several years ago to the explosion in the school, right? Was that the school here? Yeah. So we'll be praying for that. Any other prayer requests or praises? Stacy. Thank you, Stacy, because I had a note from your mother, but I tucked it too far underneath my Bible. So do not blame your mother for not doing the request. But yes, coming from Mark and Diane, it is their daughter Jeannie's father-in-law, Bob, is having open heart surgery Monday in Kearney. And so we'll be praying for that surgery, especially grateful at least he got there get the help he needs. Any other requests or praises? Yeah, Sherry. The request, Skip and Betty Harkins are a missionary that we're focusing on this month. And yes, Betty has had some diabetic issues with their blood sugar and has been in the hospital. Always difficult to regulate as she tries to also be the helpmate for Skip. So we'll be praying for Betty. And Charlie's update a couple weeks ago was that she's still focused on getting VBS up and going. So we'll be praying for that as well. Miranda.
Last weekend, Tim and I got to go see our families, and my cousin Mike is back from being deployed to the Philippines to Mexico. And then on Sunday, one of my high school classmates' husbands passed away. So we're working on the story of details that make it this year or not. And he was only 37 and they were really sure.
Okay. And the classmate's name and?
Mindy.
And that is her husband passed away? Okay. We'll be praying for Mindy and family with her husband's passing. And then cousin Mike is back from deployment. And so that we are grateful for his safety and getting back as well. Yeah. Oh, yes. Dave's not here to have us remind ourselves that, the moisture that came, we're always grateful. And we see guys getting out in the fields as well as pastures needing to green up. So we're grateful for the moisture. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful this morning as we look at it, the blessings that you've given us. We do thank you for the moisture of this week. We pray for some more of the projected storms that may be coming through. We do pray for safety, especially think of some of the places east of us that have dealt with the stronger storms and the destruction and the flooding. We just pray that you would watch over and protect. We are reminded that through our first song of following in the footsteps of Jesus, that as we have come through the Lenten and Easter season, we focus on the work and the words of Jesus, and sometimes in our busyness to move on to the next item, we rush past. And Father, thank you that we can celebrate each Sunday when we come together the resurrection of Jesus, but also the reminder that in his coming he gave us a commission and to go and teach the gospel, to make disciples, to baptize in his name. And so, Father, we just ask that you would help us as we fulfill the Great Commission here in our own location, our state, and around the world. Father, we lift up these requests to you, and many of them are health-related, and it's just the reminder that we are, as Paul tells us, that we are jars of clay, and we're fragile, but that is because the all-surpassing glory of you can shine through. And so we lift up these requests to you. We pray for Faye's nephew, Adam, that you would help him through his recovery, grateful for the successful surgery, and I just pray for the therapy ahead. And we pray for Rich and Christy and Bailey as they walk with Rich through this time. We pray for strength, for the therapies that Rich will be undergoing, that he can gain the strength he needs and regain some of the abilities that this last stroke has curtailed. And we just ask that you would be an ever-present help with them. We also lift up Lori and David and family. We just ask that you would place your healing hand upon Lori, and as she patiently goes through this process, that her sight would return. And especially with the wedding coming up in a couple of weeks, we just ask that she would have the vision that she, at least the good signs that it's coming back, as well as just the opportunity for Jake and Brooklyn's wedding. We, as mom, we know how important that is, as well as for Jake and Brooklyn. We just ask that you would be working through and be knitting their hearts together. Father, we lift up Ed Morgan to you, and grateful for the signs of healing that you've placed in his body and now getting into therapy. Just ask he regain his strength, and as each step literally is a way to be getting back into the home. And so we just ask that you would be with he and Bonnie through this time, as you have been. We lift up Andrew's Father Tom and Brother Joel, grateful for the surgeries that they went through, and we now again lay them before you for healing, that they would be fully healed and restored. Father, we lift up the Voorhees family and the devastating loss of the 12-year-old son. There are no words that we can express other than, Father, please help them through this time, that your church would be your hands and feet to them. Comfort them in their grief. Father, we also lift up Kay's great-grandson, Fox, and the anxiety that he deals with. We just ask that you would calm his heart as they look at medication, that would find the right one. But Father, we fully understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and our minds are sometimes a mystery to ourselves and to the medical profession. We just ask that you would give those working with Fox insight, help him to overcome the anxiety, to be able to live life normally. Thank you that you do help us in these times. Father, we also lift up Bob to you as he goes in for open heart surgery. We pray for his daughter Jeannie and family, that as he goes in Monday, that you would guide the surgeons and bring full and complete healing for him, protect him through the surgery and the days ahead. We also lift up Miranda's classmate, Mindy, with the passing of her husband. Again, there are no words, but that the family and that those around her can express the love of Christ to her in a unique and very powerful way. Father, we're also grateful that her cousin Mike has made it safely back from deployment. And it's just a reminder that we have servicemen and women still serving around the world, and just ask that you would protect them as they're downrange, as they are fulfilling the mission they have been called to do. Help us not to forget them, and to not only pray, but to provide physical support to the families that are here. Father, we are grateful for the ministries you've entrusted to us. We pray for the preparations for VBS, that you would bring the staff alongside each of the students that you'll be bringing to plant the seeds of the gospel and to encourage them in their faith. Father, we also lift up our missionaries. We pray for Skip and Betty, that you would be with Betty's managing of her blood sugar, also as she is also preparing for VBS. Just ask that you would open doors of ministry there in the church and bring alongside the helpers they need, as well as the students that will be coming. And we pray for Skip, that you would be an ever-present help through this time with the after effects that he's had of the stroke and these years of having to have a lot more care than what he would be probably comfortable with. Father, we are grateful for the country you've placed us in. We just ask that you would help us to continually pray for our leaders, lift them up, ask them that they would seek your wisdom and your guidance. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, we just ask that you would use it to further your kingdom, that you would bless both the gift and the givers. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's kind of a weird day outside, but yet in that dreary or cloudy day, I can see the glimpses of how the Lord blessed us yesterday, is going to bless us today, and bless us tomorrow. And I don't always see them, which I'm sure many of you don't either, but when you do see them, I can't imagine living without the glimpses of his love and his support and his strength. And if we live our life according to how God asks us to, scripture-wise, we would see more of him every day. And so my challenge is for us to be able to see those things within the day and be able to feel his love, because it only draws us closer to him. We're going to sing. We're going to sing for his glory and for his kingdom. Please stand.
I want to see.
I'm going to let everybody sit down. I'm going to just share a few verses from Ephesians 4. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in the manner worthy of the calling for which you have been called, with all humility, gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent in the presence of the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you also were called in one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is all of all, through all, and in all. I've been drawn to Ephesians in the last year or so, and there is so much knowledge in every book of the Bible. But there is so much about how God wants us to love him and serve him and be his servant here on earth in Ephesians. At least for me, there is. And so I just wanted to share that with you this morning.
I come. Heavenly Father, we come this morning acknowledging that we do need you. And we thank you that you are there, and that you never leave us or forsake us, and that whenever we call out for you, that you hear us, and you are mindful of our needs, and you know exactly what's happening in our lives. We thank you for your word that you have given to us. We thank you for the truth that's in it. And we ask you to be with us now as we look into it this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.